All right, welcome back from recess to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's 9:37. We are on policy and legislation, item number 2, discussion and consideration of Federal Aviation Administration application for the Taylor Flats airstrip. Wendy, I believe you're here for part of this discussion on the Taylor Flats airstrip. Do you have any comment today?
Yes. The only comment that I have is just to make mention that I put Daggett County as the owner of the airport or air because you'll have the right of way, and I put the Utah Backcountry Pilots as the manager, if that's acceptable. They have been tracking a lot of the other backcountry airstrips and the condition and so forth on their website, and so it kind of made sense to have it that way. But if you see that it needs to be different, then I can change that. And that paper application, just basically the form, if it's acceptable, if you can sign and date it and then email it to me, then what I do is I put that information into the electronic version of the FAA's application website. It's all electronic nowadays. And then by having that signed form, that then they'll know that it's not just me saying, hey, it needs to be, you know, here's an application.
Right.
So then that way they can work on it.
Well, I think that makes quite a bit of sense to have the Backcountry Pilots Association as the manager of that strip, that airport. Any discussion on that? Everybody's looks like we're all in support of that, Wendy. So, any other discussion on the application?
Not for me, thank you.
Thank you for all your help, Wendy.
Yeah, thank
Glad
you
to
very
help.
Much, Wendy. I make a motion to approve the Federal Aviation Administration application for Taylor Flats Airstrip to sign and apply with the idea that Backcountry Pilots Association will be named as the managers for it.
Second.
A motion and a second has been made to approve the application with the U.S. Department of Transportation, FAA, for the construction alteration and deactivation of airports, with Daggett County being the applicant and the Utah back and owner and Utah Backcountry Pilots Association as the airport manager. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Thurinda, do you have Wendy's email?
I do. I will.
Is there another form that we need to do with the BLM? I don't see it in the packet, but it's on the agenda as a second.
I thought that
we did not receive a phone call or anything or an email from Arnsbrock, I think is what his name was. Wendy?
Yes, Patrick Arnsbrock. I can forward the email that he copied me on that had the right-of-way offer, but you guys haven't had a chance to look at it. Let me see if I can forward it right now.
That would be perfect. We can perhaps review it now since it's on the agenda and consider signing that document as well, Wendy, if you wouldn't mind sending that to us. Will you send it to...
Who was it from again? I'm sorry.
Patrick...
Arnsbrock?
Arnsbrock, with the BLM.
Yes.
Okay, so... Who... What...
Do you want to send it to clerk at Daggett County? Or even...
Okay, so say the email address. Clerk?
Clerk at DaggettCounty.org.
Oops. Yeah, I'd like to give that some the consideration it deserves while we've got that on the agenda today, and if we can get that approved, that would be appropriate in conjunction with the other application.
Okay, I just sent it, I think. DaggettCounty.org.
Org or?
No, it's .org.
Yeah, I haven't changed yet.
Just the website has changed?
Yes, there it is.
Okay. Phew.
I'm printing it and I will be right back.
Perfect, thank you.
It's not very long. Most of it is the application that was originally made a year and a half ago.
Is what we're in the bank is Sundrop Resorts Developer. Is that another name for Ivy and his crew?
If it is, I've never heard of them referred to that.
Is Tyler Gledhill still trying to figure out ways to get into that piece of property if it sells?
The fishing game property.
Sounds like the town doesn't have record of the road that accessed that fishing game property prior to that we go through Jesse's property that he's purchased.
I have not heard them referred to by that name.
And he may have misheard it. He went to the P&Z meeting on the 1st of October. Do for the record think they would have more value on that property if they would have developed.
Sorry about that, Wade. We ran out of paper.
I agree with that. A lot more value. And they could do that if they chose to.
Give that one to him.
All right, we've got the United States Department of the Interior Bureau of Land Management right-of-way grant. The holder would be Daggett County. Receives the right to reopen, operate, maintain, and terminate the western end of the existing Taylor Clyde airstrip and access route, respectively 2,500 feet in length by 70 feet in width, and 860 feet in length by 30 feet in length. I don't know that I completely understand that description, but
I think the 30 feet is the width.
Yeah, so it's probably a typo. It says 30 feet in length, but that should probably be 30 feet in width. It'd be tough, probably tough to land there, huh? 30 feet. And based on the conversation that we had, I believe it was last week, the maintenance of this airstrip, although it's the county's responsibility, according to this agreement, will be assisted by the Backcountry Pilots Association and.
Yes, the Utah Backcountry Pilots Association next spring, after the wildlife restriction expires at the end of April, is planning to put together a work party to go to the airstrip. And we have volunteers who have offered to bring a skid steer or a couple of skid steers to smooth out the ditches that were dug back 30 years ago when they closed the airstrip, and also to gather the rocks to make the L-shaped marks at the corners and also the east end of the runway. And the plan is to paint that white so that pilots can see it from the air and they'll know where the airstrip is and not land on the east end that the BLM wants to be closed.
Perfect.
Is the 30-foot width appropriate?
The runway itself is 2,500 feet by 70 feet in width, and the 860 feet by 30 feet is kind of the driveway, the access from the Main Street dirt road,
so that
maintenance vehicles can get to the airstrip. It's not open to the public. It's just an administrative access for purposes of maintaining the airstrip.
Perfect. I didn't read it well. Thank you.
So are you looking for a motion to... I'll make a motion that we approve the signing of the right-of-way grant on the Tater Flat runway.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second has been made to approve the United States Department of Interior Bureau of Land Management right-of-way grant. It's number UTU-96282. And submit that to the Vernal Field office for the final signing of that grant. In an effort to reopen the Tater Flats Airport airstrip. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Wendy, very much for all your diligence and hard work on this.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys' support. It really means a lot. Thank you.
So, Wendy, do you want us to send you both of these signed documents and you can shepherd them where they need to go?
Sure, that would be fine. If you, there's actually for the lease agreement, if you, there's an address for Patrick Arnsbrack on the email that I forwarded.
Okay.
If you send him, if you want to send an email to him with both of those documents scanned, you know, with the signatures, and CC me on the email. That way, I think he'd be interested to know that the FAA application has, he can put that in the file for Tater Flat, and then he'll have the lease agreement and the application for the FAA identifier when he gets back from his furlough.
Okay, that's perfect. We'll do that then.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. All right, moving on with the agenda. Item number 4, discussion and consideration of new Airbnb business license for KMS Manila.
Parsons Point.
I think Parsons Point is off of Benyon Lane.
Motion to approve the business license as stated.
Second.
Well, a motion and a second has been made to approve the business license for KMS Manila. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Item number 5 on the agenda, discussion and consideration of business license procedure in the clerk's office. Lorinda and I have been discussing efficiencies with the clerk's office and the commission, and Lorinda has done some diligence on looking at how other counties have handled business licenses and applications and approvals. And in an effort to better serve the public and maybe be a little bit more efficient in our efforts, we'd like to propose that upon an applicant completing all the items on the application, the clerk's office have the authority to sign and approve business licenses and not bring them to commission meeting for approval. So that's for, I felt it important to have that on the agenda for discussion today and see how the rest of the commission felt in that idea.
How does it work in other counties?
It's done that way in other counties where it's just done in the, as administratively in the clerk's office.
Okay. Either in some counties and cities, even towns, would have a business license department that would have the authority upon completion of an application being submitted, they would have the authority to sign and approve those, even just over the counter as an applicant brings those in. So not that we're the same as everyone else.
I'm just curious in terms of if it's being done in other places or not.
Well, just this, and this business license is a pretty good example. It was submitted, all the documentation was submitted. What day was it, Lorinda, that we spoke?
It was before the 29th, and we thought we were going to be able to. It was right on commission day, so we couldn't submit it because it wasn't on the agenda. And now they're having to wait for their license. Today's the 7th, and they were hoping to have this in hand back in September. So it just took a little bit longer. But we've been very diligent to make sure that they've gotten all their things in before I ever even brought them to you. We've not had any that were pending extra information. I just think this would be a whole lot easier and more efficient. On here, though, it does have a place for the chairman to sign and the clerk, so I don't know if we would want to change this or how you would want to, if you decide that that's the route we want to go.
Well, I would think that you can do it administratively, but I think I don't see a problem with having the chairman have a signature on it.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's still county.
Absolutely. I just didn't know if you wanted me to, or you wanted to do it in person. Which we can figure out later.
Yeah.
Do you keep like an Excel sheet of all your business licenses for a given year or something that you have an idea of from one year to the next, or how are they recorded?
They are actually in Polaris. Okay. And handled through that.
Mm-hmm. As a list or whatever. Mm-hmm. Would it seem, and this is for discussion, not because I think it's important one way or the other, but what if we were to receive a list of the approved licenses as they come in so that we at least see them as part of a commission meeting so we know what's going on?
We could do that under when we do renewals. We could put it as standing business.
Does that seem redundant or unnecessary to anyone? I mean, it's informational.
I think it's good information.
Just to have an idea of what's going on with businesses without having to come and bug you in the office necessarily. It's for discussion. Whatever you think is unnecessary, don't worry.
A couple of things just for discussion on that point. I do like, for sure, being able to have access to the information easily, easy access to it. part of the effort, the reason that I brought it up was to have a better efficiency in the clerk's office, but also a better efficiency in our meeting as well. So I'm not sure how I feel about just taking it from one place on the agenda and putting it on another place on the agenda, because that doesn't...
Well, not for approval, more as information.
No. But I guess my question would be, could that information be handled in email or outside of the commission meeting? Sure. I guess that's my point. I think it is important for us to be able to have access to the information.
Well, and be informed.
Yes.
Whether we choose to chase it down or have it sent to us in some form. And I'm thinking not so much me personally, but down the road, I think it's important for the commissioners to have an idea of what's going on. Whether it's in a meeting or with an email list or something like that. Or
I know this two states, it's Daggett County, order of the Daggett County Commission. So I think I would agree with Jack. I think it's still under the responsibility of the county as commission being the lead to that. I think it, like you're talking about doing this, I don't see a problem with it administrative other than I think it still should be noted. I don't know if you want to, I don't feel like we need to change that form, but that's up to you guys. Or I'm just discussing that, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with, you know, the clerk's office doing their diligence to make sure that everything's submitted, and then I either sign it or stamp it. I don't have a problem.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem with it not having to occur as an approval of the commission overtly, like we've been doing. I don't have any problem with that. I think keeping a step in there.
We could, at the end of each week, when we've got, I can send out an email that says these are the business licenses that have been approved.
Or even once a month. Or even once a month.
We can do that.
I think there's still some value in putting it on the agenda to, as an informational item, that list. Not that they have to all be read through and read out. In terms of the efficiency,
what
I think for review. Because it becomes a part of the record, and I think that's important.
What about just under correspondence from the clerk's office?
Yeah, whatever item it is.
A report.
Once a month.
Yeah.
But that it shows up in the packet as a matter of record, whether it is the commission's business at that point. It's my thought. I applaud you both for looking for efficiencies. What do you think of it?
I think that's great. I have no problem creating a report once a month, showing what's been done. I think that would be a whole lot easier than every week trying to get that on the agenda.
In our effort to serve the public, it becomes more efficient for them, regardless
yes.
of what it does for our meetings or
absolutely.
Our workload.
It's more timely for them.
That's why we're here. So.
If you can have it so that, do they show up on the website? I mean, so people know that these are businesses in the county. I don't know.
We don't know that it does that. That's something I could talk with.
I'm not trying to make more. It's just if there's a way for people to be aware that these people do have licenses in mm-hmm. the county. And
I think that would be a good resource for the public to, you know, if you're looking for a business to be able to go on the county website and see who has active business licenses and that might, you know, people that might be able to help you. I think that's a good idea. Both to serve those looking for services and those providing services.
I can follow up with that.
Did we add to your load or take away? No
shifted.
Comment.
At least she's scratching with her index finger and not sending a signal. Not that she would.
So is it okay to?
You want a motion?
Yep.
Yes, please.
If would you like to anyone so what you want the motion to say?
As a recommendation.
As
yes.
a recommendation, the ability for the clerk's office to process business licenses administratively with the report being monthly on who has renewed or gotten new licenses.
And remove it from an approval process as a commission agenda item?
Yes.
Requiring still a signature of the chair?
Yes.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion and a second has been made to change our business license approval procedure, authorizing the clerk's office to, upon a complete business license application being turned in, approve it independently.
No, your signature is still the approval.
Yeah.
Let me restate that. Process the application so that it can be approved outside of commission meeting, not on the agenda. Is that a fair statement, a fair restatement? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for that consideration. Item number 6, discussion and consideration of requests to comply with Utah Code Section 63A-19-402.5, the website privacy notice.
Carrie requested that.
Carrie, are you with us for this discussion?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't have much information to share, except apparently I'm the one that, or maybe not the only one, but keeps getting these emails that we're not in compliance, and I'm not sure where to go with that.
Randy, would it be helpful to have, see if the IT guys are available to be part of this discussion?
Sure. Should we recess for a moment and see if we can retrieve them?
Why don't we take care
of a few things at once?
Yeah, why don't we do that? We'll take a short recess, Carrie, and anyone else that's with us, and try to get the group together for this discussion. And it's 10:11.